Preface. ADP-1 is prepared under the direction of the Chief of Staff of the Army. It delineates the Army's roles and core competencies by deriving them from the Constitution, Title 10 United States Code, and DODD 5100.01. It establishes the fundamental principles for employing Army forces, addresses the Army's contributions to the Joint Force, and highlights our interdependence with the Joint Force. Lastly, ADP-1 emphasizes the professional soldier and the characteristics of the future force that will enable the Army to maintain its commitment to the nation. Army doctrine supports and is consistent with joint doctrine. This publication connects Army doctrine to joint doctrine as expressed in relevant joint publications, especially JP-1, Doctrine for the Armed Forces of the United States, and JP-30, Joint Operations. The principal audience for ADP-1 is all members of the profession of arms, executive and legislative leaders, and unified action partners. Commanders, staffs, and subordinates ensure that their decisions and actions comply with applicable laws and regulations. Commanders at all levels ensure that their soldiers operate in accordance with the law of war and the rules of engagement. See FM 27-10. ADP-1 uses joint terms where applicable. ADP-1 applies to the Regular Army, Army National Guard of the United States, the Army National Guard while in the service of the United States, the United States Army Reserve, and Department of the Army civilians, unless otherwise stated. United States Army Combined Arms Center is the proponent for this publication. The preparing agency is the Combined Arms Doctrine Directorate, United States Army Combined Arms Center. Send written comments and recommendations on a DA Form 2028, Recommended Changes to Publications and Blank Forms, to Commander, U.S. Army Combined Arms Center and Fort Leavenworth, Attention, ATZL-MCD, ADP-1, 300 McPherson Avenue, Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, 66027-2337, by email to usarmy.leavenworth.mccoe.mbx.cadd-org-mailbox@mail.mil or submit an electronic DA Form 2028.